This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is Route 66. This is Johnny Rabbit, but there is no more Route 66. It's gone. Darn it. So here I am in the afternoon at your service. Maybe Route 66 will come back at some time, some way. That was a great oldies show that we had for so many years, I guess 15 years, on KMOX. At Your Service, been around a heck of a lot longer than that. Gosh, you know, they're right now, they're literally, yep, one, two, three. There are more people in our studio than there are in downtown St. Louis. I mean, you walk the streets of downtown St. Louis these days, you don't see anybody. You might not. I'm serious. Let's see. We have one, two, three, four, five, six. There's a seven. There's an eighth. Where's the eighth? Where's the little person? Where is that little person? There, Sienna is her name. Is she? What is she going to do today?
Yes. Run the cameras.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're going to talk? Who's
talking? Yeah,
who's talking?
He's running the cameras.
Mm-hmm. He's running the cameras. We've got cameras. They've got all. There's just an incredible amount of things going on. And what a coincidence that we're going to be talking to Frankie Campoletta, who was just on minutes ago on Second Amendment Radio, Bo Matthews, etc. Was there? And I had that in the background. I have no idea what they were talking about. So maybe they'll fill us in on that. A lot of coincidences. Before, I was sitting at Charlie Brennan's old desk, and who came up? With donuts, some Old Town Donuts, none other than Charlie Brennan. He's working part-time at the donut shop, I guess, now. Maybe so. That's what he was doing today. Monica Adams. I talked to her last week. You probably know her from Channel 2, Channel 5, KMOX, etc. And said, you know, we ought to get you on the air now that you're not on Channel 5 anymore to talk sometime. Lo and behold, that was Friday in the morning. In the afternoon, I found out she was going to be on Friday night for 2 hours with a special show. She'll be on with us later on today. And, well, what else are we going to do today? Well, we're going to talk to Pat Eby in studio. All our guests today are in studio, not by phone. It's a little easier to do it as far as the audio sound on the radio if you're actually at a microphone in a studio rather than doing it on a phone, because sometimes the phones are not exactly the way you want them, especially some of the cell phones today, or if somebody decides, well, I'm going to be on speakerphone. So none of that today. We're going to find out more of what's going on here in a few minutes. I heard The news story about the Buckhorn, Missouri. I never heard of Buckhorn, Missouri. Maybe a lot of old-timers remember the Buckhorn Bar. That was an old-time kind of a rowdy place with a lot of old-style music, country music. It was at the corner of 4th and Delmar a long while ago. And the Post-Dispatch, I see this. I guess this is Saturday's paper. It says, next week, the final postcard from Mound City. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to find out. Because that's really been a standard there for so long. Dan Martin, the guy who does the Weatherbird, does that postcard. So maybe that'll change. Well, that things do change in the papers these days. Heck of a lot of changes. And there are changes, of course, in any kind of medium. We're also going to talk later about writing and being a critic. We could talk about movie critics today. So we're going to do all of this talking and a couple more. Well, they're setting up all these activities that are going on behind the scenes. We're going to take a short break. I guess it's really almost time for a break right now before we really get started here. It's now 10 minutes after 1. We're at your service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This is, and you've done it, and you are, and you're listening to it, and it's like having Ed Wood and Orson Welles in the studio right now. It's, maybe that's
not. I look like Orson Welles.
Like a young Orson Welles, that is. Now, over there is Jeremy King on the other side of our studio here. Hi, Jeremy.
Good to meet you, sir.
Who's that on your shirt there? What is that guy?
Oh, that's our Haunted Garage logo.
Yeah, it's from our Horror Fest that we run. Yeah. In St. Louis.
Really?
Yes.
Haunted Garage?
Yeah, Haunted Garage Horror Festival. We're going into our third year this year.
That's Frankie Cambaletta that is speaking with us right now, and I see you have one of those things in your hat as well. Where is the Haunted Garage?
So Haunted Garage is located anywhere our cars are, is kind of how we do it, because they're all haunted cars. So wherever the cars are, it's haunted. For now, we've been running our film festival a couple different places, and hopefully this year we'll be in a different location. We're looking at High Point with Cinema St. Louis.
Oh, sure.
Nothing's confirmed. Can't say it's confirmed, but that would be ideal. If not, we have some fallback plans.
Good. So it would be in a theater, though.
Yes, it always is. We always give the filmmakers the opportunity to not only talk about their film, but when they come up and receive awards, if they won, they also have more disposition on, you know, what they did. The audience can ask them questions as to how they got certain shots. Last year, we created a new award for most creative monster that was on the fly. It was a...
It was a black trash bag.
So, yeah. So,
that's good.
Yeah, phenomenal film.
So these are all horror films.
Yes.
Some sort. Now, and are they short films? Or can they be any length?
Could be any length, really.
And how do you decide? I mean, do you get a lot of applicants that say, hey, I want my film in here?
Submissions open actually next week. We start in February.
Gosh.
And it's only national, so it's only like when you have, certain people from all over those states. Can enter. We don't do international yet. We're not big enough to handle all that kind of, because we get a lot of films locally, nationally. Last year, we had a great showing from Tennessee, from Missouri, from Illinois. So we're getting stuff from California now, New York. So we basically sift through those films. We have three pockets of films. So we have micro shorts, which are under 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We have short films, which can go over 5 minutes to limit 20 minutes. And then features have to be over 50 minutes.
That is exciting to get all this to come here to St. Louis. Now, do you get any funding from like an arts commission or any of that to the state of Missouri or no?
No, nothing? A lot of our funding has been self-funded just because we have more control that way.
Mm-hmm.
But we're open to it. We're open to investors. We're open to, especially with the Lemp film. We've had a lot of interest lately as the Lemp film kind of grows.
There's well, we better talk about that.
We should.
The Lemp film. If the name, well, why? Okay, the name, everybody knows the name, Lemp, a brewery, and so on. But why did you decide to do a film about Lemp?
I mean, Jeremy can tell the story better.
All right,
how did
Jeremy,
it all start,
go ahead.
Jeremy?
We were on Main Street, St. Charles, about 8 years ago. It's me, Frankie, and my wife. And we wanted to, like, do something to dispel all the fake stories about the Lemps.
Fake stories?
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Well, okay.
We're on to you, Johnny. No,
but, you know, so we did that, and we started doing research, and we really focused in on Elsa because her suicide was very suspicious.
Yeah, so it started as a ghost hunt, actually ended up being true crime.
Elsa did not die at the Lemp Mansion.
She did not. She did not. She died at 13 Hortense Place in the Central West End.
The house is still there.
Yes, it is.
It actually has a new owner right now, so that's awesome. We knew the older owners, and we're hopefully going to be able to shoot some with the new owners. So they've been kind of a lot of people that buy the house understand what they're buying into too. Mm-hmm. They're buying a lot of the history of the Lemp film, and that's the most important.
So what is the film called? Or to be called?
The film is called The Burden of Proof: The Elsa Lemp Case.
The Burden of Proof. I like that. It's a great to zero in on that person.
Yes,
who you don't hear a lot about.
No.
You really
He's
don't.
A man of the shadows.
So what happened to her? Jeremy, what do you say happened?
My belief is she was killed by Thomas, her husband, for her fortune.
They did have money. They had a lot of money.
Yeah, the documentary kind of goes into all sides of that. And even though as filmmakers we can have our opinions, we are really leaving this up to the audience. You can always ask us what we think, but I think that what the team has decided to do is really make this film more of a jury. We've brought in some powerhouse lawyers, which I won't mention here, to actually be in the film. And you're going to see the prosecuting attorney. You're going to see, attorney for Thomas and attorney for Elsa. And they're not just run-of-the-mill. These are powerhouse guys. So we'll be announcing that in the weeks to come. But what we set the film up, because it was at one time cut, it was ready to go. And then COVID broke. So I don't know if you know that crazy story. So we've had, our show's been sold out for like 3 years. So, and all our ticket holders are just like, is this happening? Is this going to happen?
Sure.
And we're like, sure, it's going to happen. We just don't know, when it's going to happen because we had COVID and we had all these restrictions. So then we sold out the theater, but then we couldn't put people next to each other because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had more. And then we decided at one point, I think we brought in one of our editors and we looked at the film and we said, you know what, Jeremy, I think we can just make this a 5-part episodic and let's just get it. With all this time we have, let's just get it all out there. Let's put all the ghosts on the table. Let's put all the murders on the table and let's make the audience decide what this film is. So we're really excited about showing this film. We will be premiering this year. We don't have a date as of yet. But I think the audience is going to walk away with not only a lot of unanswered truths about, but also the accepted truth versus the actual truth are two different things when it comes to the Lemp family. Mm. Once again, we divulge about this in the actual film. Mm-hmm. But for now, I just want people to kind of take it in, take it all in, especially some new people around town that are now, you know, Lemp authorians and stuff like that. You get them every 3 years. There's these waves of people that get very excited about the Lemp family. And then, sure. You know what I'm saying? So it is a very important family, and some of the work that's being done here is really good. Restoration of houses, restoration of all these things around the area. What our focus is basically bringing this family to the status they once were, and that wasn't suicidal ghosts. That was the people that built St. Louis. That is our objective in this film, and we hope that the audience walks away from that.
What an interesting concept. It's very, very good to hear. Now, is the film finished?
The film is finished. It's in post-production right now.
What does that mean?
So we're editing all the episodes right now.
What is the era? Are you covering the exact era of this time?
We're covering the era. We're covering today. We're covering the misconceptions. We're covering the murder. We're covering basically, I mean, everything we've touched.
What do you do about costuming?
Costuming, we've been using a vintage haberdashery right here locally on Morgan Ford. It's an incredible place. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. If you have a themed birthday party or a themed party you're going to, vintage haberdashery has clothing from the 20s, 80s, 70s, 60s. You can basically, for a good budget, for a good price, you can go down there and just get the costuming that you would need. And then we shoot around, which basically means that we're not always in focus. We're not doing any dialogue or reenactments in a sense because we don't know what people said. And good documentarians won't do that because we don't know what was said. So we can only basically give people the idea of what's happening in the film.
And what about the hair design, that kind of stuff? Makeup, do you have people doing that for everyone?
Yeah, we brought in some really good people. I mean, initially, we brought in one of the two premier people in St. Louis. I believe Caitlin Ford did Elsa's hair the first time. And then we brought in a couple different makeup artists that are also local. We use local for all our films. Coming up here in a couple while we'll be shooting too, which is a narrative film. So we try to use local St. Louis.
Now, you guys from here, from St. Louis?
Jeremy is.
I was born and raised here.
Where? What area?
Overland. And then I moved to St. Charles, when I was 14. And now I live in Illinois.
Now, did you know about the Lemps when you were growing up?
Yeah. My fourth grade teacher told us a story about it, and I was enamored with it. So my parents took me there for my birthday, and I can't tell you how many times I've been to the mansion, either just to eat or to ghost hunt.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we're leaving out a really good person too. I mean, his entire, basically how Jeremy told me was, you know, he went and he picked up a book, and that book, of course, is Stephen Walker's.
Stephen Walker's book about the Lemps.
Exactly. Yep. And that is basically the place that people go when you hear about the Lemp family, because he is really the only book out there, in my opinion. I've read the other ones. One was just basically somebody that wants to run ghost tours and basically stole everything.
Plagiarized his book.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now, he won't say that. We will. Mm-hmm. But the thing is,
I've read them both.
Yeah, we've read them both, and I'm like, wow, somebody just like Xerox copied Stephen's book. But Stephen's book is basically the place. He actually just did a new version of it, a revision, where he's adding time dates. He's adding all these cool things in it. So it's a brand new book. So if you don't have a copy of it, you should pick up a copy of it. It's kind of cool. It gives you a real timeline as it. Stephen is in our documentary, which was awesome because he was the one that did it before us. But even he says, I think, in the film that, like, you know, you guys have done really good research. I didn't know a lot of this stuff either. So we kind of been helping each other out as time goes on. It's nice to see that he's still a part of the Lemp thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
What about Chris Knopfziger? Do you ever work with him on any projects?
We've had some.
Yeah. He's interviewed us before.
He's interviewed us. He did a story on us and stuff like that. He's a great writer.
Yes, he is.
Incredible deep diver in history. Mm-hmm. This is a person that opened up our eyes to Adam Lemp, actually. He did a huge deep dive into the actual father. Everybody thinks that William came over with Adam. Well, it's Knopfziger's work that basically said, nope, he didn't come over till he was 12. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's been doing wonderful stuff with not only the brewing community, but we follow his articles a lot, sure.
Now, who writes the scripts? Do you?
No, we actually have a writer that has been working for Lionsgate and a bunch of other horror film circuits. She writes on Broadway. She writes everywhere. She's very, very busy. Her name is Katie Queen. We wanted a woman to actually write the story of a woman. I think a lot of times men want to get right to the action. I'm not being, you know, patronizing or anything, but men like to get right to the suicides and the guns and the blazing.
Sure.
But today, I think that Katie was the right fit. She understands true crime. She's written true crime before, and she put together a 5-part episodic that was absolutely incredible. We were excited, and that's what really gave us the momentum to be like, take that film and put it in the trash. And so we took our film and we trashed it. And then basically we reshot a lot of the interviews. We're reshooting a lot of the reenactments. And we're putting together a film that St. Louis can be proud of, but the Lemp family can be proud of as well.
Sure. Now, what about the as far as the film is concerned, who's going to be able to see it? Is this going to be in one theater, one time only, like the High Point or whatever?
So hopefully, yeah. We first right of refusal is going to Cinema St. Louis. Chris Clark, Brie over there have been incredible with running what they've done. We actually had a narrative film in their festival last year. And so we're trying to bring the film community of St. Louis together. And it's very, very important that we stop with, you know, what festivals better and what's Disney West. Let's just get come together and be good filmmakers. So we would ideally love Cinema St. Louis to premiere the Lemp film. I think it would be an honor for them to do that. We would have to talk to them, of course. I have no paperwork in front of me that says that, but we are Katie with Katie Queen's connections and our connections with some which I'm not going to mention here, some big horror film production studios. We definitely have a distribution angle that we're trying to get on. I would love it to honestly be picked up by AMC and Shudder. I think it's a scary documentary. It's not like a normal documentary. Our editor, Lily, is not only a mortician, is studying for a mortician science, but she's also an editor. So she's putting a very dark spin to the actual documentary. So it's actually kind of a scary documentary. It's like you're going to see ghosts. You're going to hear about ghost stories. You're going to see those types of things. It's very heavy is the best way I can describe the film. It's a heavy film. You don't walk away like wanting to have ice cream. You walk away thinking about your own mortality and who the person you're with and make sure that they really love you if you got money. You know, yeah, that's what we wanted.
Facts.
Now, you mentioned a narrative film that you've done. What is that?
Cringe.
So it's a short film that we actually premiered at the Gaslight. It's won, I don't know how many awards, 40-something laurels. It's been at a ton of festivals.
Yeah. What is it?
So the story is, I don't know how much I should tell.
Well, it's true crime, and it deals with an online child predator.
Oh,
essentially.
Deals with.
Yeah, and really deals with it. Yes. And we have some incredible actors, Eric Dean White, who actually was just playing in the Christmas Carol, and Eric Dean White, incredible equity actor here. Your buddy you went to school with, of course.
Nick Kelly.
Nick Kelly, amazing.
The year before me at Francis Howell North.
Also, all St. Louis, and then we had Ford Fanter, who now is in L.A., but he was a St. Louis kid. It was directed by Leo Ramsey, who's done a lot of work in theater and music videos and very artistic kid, so it was fun to see him do that and come together.
And Jason.
And my buddy my buddy Jason Clayfish actually wrote it, and unfortunately Jason lost his battle with mental illness and took his life. So, as a tribute to him, we wanted people to remember how Jason lived and what he was passionate about. So we decided to take his script and make this film Cringe. So that's why it's actually canned now. I mean, we've shown it all the places we're going to show it. So it's a very deep film.
Now, it's not going to be able to be seen anymore?
It's up to the family. I mean, we made it as a gift to his father and his mother. And so for now, it's up to them if they want to release it. So, and all the funds would go to them and to Jason's memorial for mental illness and stuff like that.
So what about the scripts? Can people submit scripts or script ideas or story ideas to you? Is there a central location that they can find you?
Yeah, I mean, they can find us all on a couple different. We just started our YouTube channel. I know that sounds weird for a lot of people because we've been around for 7 years, but we were very coveted of our work in the beginning. We didn't want people kind of taking our ideas and run with it. We've realized now that that was probably a misstep on our behalf. So we've started it's Shift Films. We got about 160 followers and we're adding content every day. It's mostly funny. It's about the paranormal. Me and Jeremy and my buddy Fabian, we're all ghost hunters. And what we do is on our vacations, we go and we try to debunk the best ghost stories there are. that are in the so and if we can't debunk them, hey, we validate them, right? Yeah. So we don't want to alienate ghost hunters. We are ghost hunters.
Right.
We get it. But I don't want good ghost hunters going down there talking about what is it, Myrtle?
Oh yeah, Chloe at the Myrtle.
Yeah,
that story's been disproved like 15 years ago.
So
it's Shift Shiftfilms.com?
.net.
.net.
Yep.
And you can find these on YouTube.
Yes.
So you have shiftfilms.net.
.net, yep. And then we have our podcast on there, Haunted Garage and Lost Boys of Hannibal. That's all YouTube now. And then you can always follow us on Instagram at the Haunted Garage, which is fun. So if you like the paranormal aspect of us, great. If not, you can follow Shift Films on Instagram. So
that's
we're
great.
Out there.
My goodness, there's so much.
Yeah.
What do you do the rest of the time?
Raise my daughter.
Sienna. Where is Sienna anyway?
She's out there.
She's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So, Dan, where does she go to school?
She goes to school in Salem, Missouri.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she lives on a big cattle ranch. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's a cowgirl. She's a real cowgirl.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you. Thank you very much, Jeremy, and thank you, Frankie Gambaletta, for being here. And why were you on before? An hour ago you were on. I didn't hear. I just heard your name.
My buddies at Second Amendment Radio always call me on anything that happens in Hollywood with guns. And we happen to have a little bit of experience with the Alec Baldwin because we actually carried a gun on our set, the Lemp film. And I made the great prediction that he would be indicted and he would see time. And it actually came to pass this week because you have to. Mm-hmm. New Mexico has its own laws. And I'm sorry, he is in the wrong. Not only is he the producer, but he's actually the actor that shot the weapon when he shouldn't have. And he knew better. And, you know, now his hands are slapped. So hopefully, you know, that comes to pass. We actually went out to L.A. and visited the cinematographer he killed. Mm. And so, you know, it's not only... You know, Clint Eastwood did 100,000 films, and there was never a problem with guns going off and killing people. Mm-hmm. So it's not the firearm. It's who has the firearm. Sure. Always will be.
Thank you both very much. And for
Thank
the rest
you.
Of the crew that are here as well. And you'll give us an update, I know.
Yes.
When the time comes.
Yeah, you will get first right of refusal.
John. All right. Now we're talking. Thanks again. This is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service, and you're listening to KMOX. Hey, this is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. Pat Eby is here right before our very eyes. All of those ghost people have gone. They've taken the ghost with them. Darn it. Did you ever run across... Pat, you've written a lot about houses. You ever run across any haunted houses?
People have told me that there'll be a haunt sometimes. Like, I went on a ghost hunting tour one time, and that was interesting as part of a retreat out in the country. It was actually... pretty interesting to hear the stories. And, of course, the Lemp. I've been to the Lemp.
You hear the stories, but you ever see any?
Never
ghosts?
Saw anything, though.
Yeah.
How about you?
What do you mean? Wait a minute. No, I've never seen anything. But a lot of people think places are haunted.
Yeah.
People think this radio station is haunted. I don't believe it. But I actually, entity that was KMOX in its old location would be haunted, the Gateway Tower building. It would be by Robert Hyland. I would think but he wouldn't be coming here because he was never here. But some people say, oh, we see Robert Hyland late at night. Nah, he's not here. But people do see ghosts. People do feel ghosts or feel presences or see an image or have a feeling that there's something more, something different that necessarily shouldn't be. But you haven't had that problem when you go to all these houses?
I have not yet. But we will see. That could happen for sure.
Well, years ago, like 60-something years ago in KXOK, one of the syndicated features we used to air was called The Story Lady. And today we have our Story Lady, a different kind of Story Lady. Her name is Pat Eby. And if you're a regular reader of the Post-Dispatch, you likely have seen her byline. How many times? Do you have any idea how many times you've been in the paper?
I see a count today of 804.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
It's been a while. I've been writing for them for a while, and also for George Mahey at St. Louis Magazine.
Oh, what a great guy.
Yes.
George is terrific. He's an expert on turtle soup.
Yes.
He loves turtle soup. He was on here, we were talking about turtle soup a couple of months ago. But your stories are usually not about ghosts or gloom or doom, but... Brother, your articles are positive lifestyle articles relating to things that are good about our area. You hear so much bad, you forget there's so much good.
Yes.
The bad gets the headlines. The good, well, yeah, it should be that way. So what is your most how many articles did you, 804?
804 in the Post.
Wow.
They keep a running count, you know, at the top. But I didn't start out to be a writer, but... It certainly ended up being a very nice thing for me.
Well, I guess so.
And
so what did you start out to be?
I started out as a fashion designer not too far from here on Washington Avenue. I could walk to the 1307 building from here. and kind of went through a series of things. But in every job that I've had, there's been story mm-hmm. involved in some way. Fashion is built on stories that the salesman, you design the line around a theme, and the salesman need a story to go out and sell what you designed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you said 1307 building. What is that building still there?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, this is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. Pat Eby is here right before our very eyes. All of those ghost people have gone. They've taken the ghosts with them. Darn it. Did you ever run across, Pat, you've written a lot about houses. You ever run across any haunted houses?
People have told me that there'll be a haunt sometimes. Like I went on a ghost hunting tour one time, and that was interesting as part of a retreat out in the country. It was actually pretty interesting to hear the stories. And, of course, the limp. I've been to the limp.
You hear the stories, but did you ever see any?
Never
ghosts?
Saw anything, though.
Yeah.
How about you?
What do you mean? Wait a minute. No, I've never seen anything. But a lot of people think places are haunted.
Yeah.
People think this radio station is haunted. I don't believe it. But I actually, if a station, if the entity that was KMOX in its old location would be haunted, the Gateway Tower building, it would be by Robert Hyland. I would think but he wouldn't be coming here because he was never here. But some people say, oh, we see Robert Hyland late at night. Nah, he's not here. But people do see ghosts. People do feel ghosts or feel presences or see an image or have a feeling that there's something more, something different that necessarily shouldn't be. But you haven't had that problem when you go to all these houses?
I have not yet, but we will see. That could happen for sure.
Well, years ago, like 60-something years ago in KXOK, one of the syndicated features we used to air was called The Story Lady. And today we have our story lady, a different kind of story lady. Her name is Pat Eby, and if you're a regular reader of the Post-Dispatch, you likely have seen her byline. How many times? Do you have any idea how many times you've been in the paper?
I see a count today of 804.
Oh, no. Oh, and, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been writing for them for a while, and also for George Mahey at St. Louis Magazine.
Oh, what a great guy.
Yes.
George is terrific. He's an expert on turtle soup.
Yes.
He loves turtle soup. He was on here, we were talking about turtle soup a couple of months ago. But your stories are usually not about ghosts or gloom or doom, but rather your articles are positive lifestyle articles relating to things that are good about our area. You hear so much bad, you forget there's so much good.
Yes.
The bad gets the headlines. The good, well, yeah, it should be that way. So what is your most how many articles did you, 804?
804 in the Post.
Wow.
They keep a running count, you know, at the top. But I didn't start out to be a writer, but it certainly ended up being a very nice thing for me.
Well, I guess so. And so what did you start out to be?
I started out as a fashion designer not too far from here on Washington Avenue. I could walk to walk to the 1307 building from here. And kind of went through a series of things, but in every job that I've had, there's been story involved in some way. Fashion is built on stories that the salesman, you design the line around a theme, and the salesman need a story to go out and sell what you designed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you said 1307 building. What is that building still there?
Yes, it's still there, and we had a wonderful, I worked at a place on the third floor, and it was just really a neat 20,000 square foot factory.
Oh.
And I also worked for Thermojack out in Brentwood, which was a junior sportswear company, and for Martha Manning Company across the river. There were tons of fashion houses here.
Weren't there, though, it was just an incredible amount over a really long period of time.
Yes.
It's all gone, though, isn't it, for all practical purposes?
There's still a few places, but it's pretty well gone.
I wanted to read about you, but that's what printed out from...
Oh, my goodness.
So I haven't been able... That's why I'm asking you so many questions, but I couldn't remember whatever printed. I can't even read it. I honestly can't. So.
Yes.
But it was very nice, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's the most recent story in the Post?
Today I have two stories.
Today?
Today is the At Home, and that was with Amy Von Donzel, who is a very creative person who started out as an artist and a painter, and she went into Launch Code, learned the creative side of the tech world, and she's now a marketing person at Slalom Manufacturing. Her house, she moved into her townhouse and did a beautiful job, and that's the story today. Wednesday's story was completely different, was a food story about a little diner called Afton Diner.
Oh, yes, I read about that.
Yeah, peach pancakes, and that was fun. Plus, with that column, I get to make all of those items that we have in the column. We test everything. So writing and working in the kitchen. And it's fun. Sometimes you find surprises. You know, maybe the chef didn't tell you exactly.
Sure, they like to keep secrets.
Right. But that's why we test. And it's fun.
So where is that diner? Where is that?
That is out in Afton on Lindbergh, on South Lindbergh. And it is a very nice little cozy place.
South Lindbergh near what?
Telegraph.
Okay. South.
Yeah, way south in the county, right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Peach pancakes.
Peach pancakes. It's like, it's actually, he does pancakes and French toast. We featured the French toast, which was, it's a very nice bread that he only uses eggs, which a lot of people use eggs and milk and vanilla and all this kind of stuff. But he then coats the toast with sugar and cinnamon and puts that on the griddle so that caramelizes, and it's got this really nice taste. Then he cooks down some peach pancakes, and it honestly reminded me of my grandmother's peach cobbler. that she made when we were kids, which was all she always used canned peaches for those because mm-hmm. she liked the way they worked better. And that was fun. So talking to people about their homes. I also get to talk to artists. On most Sundays, I have a column that features an artist. Mm-hmm. So I get to interview artists on a regular basis and makers. Some of them are, one of the most fun ones was a maker who designed a taco turner. So that when you want to fry your tacos at home, you know, you don't want to, you want not to fall apart.
Right.
She made a taco turner.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you find out this? Where do you, what hit? Do people come to you and say, hey, I've got this story?
Yeah, partly people come to us. But I also run out and, like last Thursday, I went to the new place, the Hawthorne on Washington Avenue, a mm-hmm. new event space. And I remember that as being from the garment days. That was where you bought your sewing machines and stuff, was 2100 Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
And here it is now, an event space where they had a market called the 314 Makers Market. And it was all mostly young artists who were doing really unusual things. Lots of photographers selling art prints. I spoke to people who bet greeting cards. They're all people who are making and selling art. We like to have profile an artist that's not connected to a gallery, but that's an independent, mm-hmm. and that you can go and get their stuff at retailers and at these events like these pop-up markets. So we do all that kind of stuff.
We're going to come back and talk more with you, Pat Eby. We're going to talk about writing. We're talking about your articles in the paper, et cetera, and whatever else you want to talk about. You bring some peach pancakes with you?
Oh, darn.
Thanks a lot. All right, we'll be right back. At your service, Johnny Rabbit, KMOX. At your service is Johnny Rabbit. Pat Eby is here. We're talking about writing, talking about stories that you can see today in the Post-Dispatch. And what's going to be next? Or do you know, are you working on a couple right now?
I'm working on some fun things.
Wait, hold on a second. Now, I think you can talk.
I'm working on some fun things. One of them is a chili recipe from a young cook at the Drawing Board, which is on Chippewa. And a chili that's like very, very good, but it's complicated. And I'm learning some things as a cook that I didn't know. So I always like that when a chef challenges me. And then next week I'm doing a home for Kobe. The home is Kobe Arzola and Derek Feathery, a beautiful Second Empire home in Benton Park they've put together. And also the artist next week is a young man named Brock Seals, who actually he wanted to be a fashion designer, and he didn't quite get there yet. But just like me, he started out one way mm-hmm. as a painter, and he's really headed toward being in the fashion industry with his painted shoes, including boots, shoes, and cleats for professional athletes, players, for NFL players. Yes. And he dresses himself in a really interesting way. So I see fashion in his future for
sure.
Wow,
that is interesting.
He's an interesting guy.
We'll watch for that. What day would that be? Or do you know at this
Sunday,
time?
Sunday in the Post, next Sunday. The Post, both of those stories. And the food stories are in on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then I'm working on some things for George, too, that I can't talk about yet, but we've got some, always is in St. Louis, there's just phenomenal restaurant people, very talented,
yes.
and we're very lucky.
We really do have a lot of talented people, a lot of very good restaurants of all types.
We do.
There's almost everything. Of course, prices are a little tough to take sometimes today in some of these places. It's gotten very, very expensive.
Yeah, they have so little control over
the
price of the supplies, and you know we adjust. You know, we can make our dollars go further by spending wisely, and we mm-hmm. go out less now. But you know, we enjoy it a lot, so we're very lucky that we have so many choices.
Now, you mentioned the Drawing Board. Is that
the Drawing Board? The Drawing Board is it's on Chippewa.
Where?
It is near the intersection where Chippewa and Gravois kind of Y off in mm-hmm. South City. And it used to be called Rider's Tavern, and before that it was the Bleeding Deacon.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it has a long history as a dive bar. Mm-hmm. But now it's still a dive bar, which is great. And I love dive bars, so this is not a diss. The food is great. A.J. Wamser is the chef. Matt Wamser and his brother Paul are running the restaurant. And this, they have a big family, and they bring in trivia and karaoke. They have a big following of locals. There's a pool table. There's John. They run the guy who always does paintings. That's my mind is blanking.
That's all right.
And he used to be on television all the time telling you, you can paint anything.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
They run those on a television.
Oh,
so you can,
nice.
And there's a drawing board. There's a giant chalkboard on the wall with chalk. So can go and paint and draw nice things on there. Occasionally people sneak in some not so nice things, mm-hmm. and then they have to go and erase them. But and the food is good and the drinks are good, and it's an all around good atmosphere.
Where did you grow up, Pat?
I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is very much similar to St. Louis
it
in
is.
A lot of ways.
No, many ways.
Yeah, it is. And I came here after college, 1971, so you can get an idea how old mm-hmm. I am. And I loved it, and I just love this city, and I've stayed ever since.
So when you came here, where did you live? What area?
I lived across the street from Blueberry Hill. I watched Blueberry Hill go in. I lived in the Donaldson Court Apartments in an old, a lot of students lived there. That was an area then. Now it's, I understand it's a very nice condo
building. I bet it is today, yeah.
But I watched Joe Edwards and his brother jump out of the convertible and run into Blueberry Hill. And I had no idea what they were doing. And because there was a window where they had mannequins in the window.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's going to be a store. You know, I thought it's going to be like a dress store or something. No, it was fun from the beginning, and I really loved living there.
I guess, you know, there are so many good things about St. Louis that an outsider will see sometimes that they don't pay any attention, but you come here, move to a certain area. Where do you live? What area now?
I live in Princeton Heights, which is in near Kings Highway and Holly Hills.
So it's kind of between Hampton and Kings Highway.
Yeah.
South of Chippewa.
And you've probably heard a lot of noise about a couple of restaurants. The Hatch just got a great review from Cheryl Bear at Riverfront Times, a breakfast and lunch place.
What's it called?
Hatched.
Didn't hear about it.
Hatched STL, like hatching an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a breakfast and lunch place run by Joshua Sturma and his dad, Paul, kind of an unusual father-son kind of collaboration there. Delicious food. We have Arbor Cafe, which is a wonderful wonderful restaurant that is just the people really run a nice place, and they just opened for dinner on Thursday nights. It's wonderful food, like gyros.
Okay, geographically we've given a very broad area, but where are they? What street are they on?
Both of those places are on Gravois. There are lots of places on Macklin too. There's mm-hmm. we even have a dog cafe in Princeton Heights, which is a very nice dog cafe, which it's just a fun little area.
Sure. It is. There's a lot of stuff going on there all the time.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the Have a Cow?
No, I have not. And that's down on
Lafayette.
Yeah, yep. I have not been there yet.
2740 or something like that, Lafayette. There's a block and a half west of Jefferson, south side of the street. Go there. It is quite unique, quite large,
mm-hmm.
and quite good.
That sounds good.
Really good breakfast, omelets, wonderful hash brown potatoes, the cubed hash browns. This Tottle House is before your time.
Yeah.
But the Tottle House used to have the same kind of thing. But they also have terrific hamburgers at the place. Plus, look up their website, Have a Cow Cattle Company, and see what they're about. There's a reason that they're here. It's not just, we didn't want to just open a restaurant. Okay, there's much more to the story than that. Something that's very important and very good. Very, very interesting philosophy. I won't bore you with it, but I think you'll enjoy.
I'll take that hint and do that.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Now, and when you talk about George Mahey, if people don't know, St. Louis Magazine, he is their food editor.
Yes, and I also do a few pieces for Veronica Theodoro, who's the home editor, and not profiling home so much as highlighting maybe suppliers, interesting suppliers in town that supply home goods. Like recently did a woman who remakes old clothes into new outfits. She's refashions clothes. She's a very interesting woman who just a very nice line of colorful clothes. So you never know what you're going to walk into.
So where do you buy clothes?
I like to do thrift shopping now. When I was younger, I was all about going to the wholesalers on Washington Avenue and buying the designer outfits.
They're not there anymore.
They're not there anymore.
You can't do that.
And I used to shop all the factory sales going through all the factories. But lately, it's mostly been thrift, and I also like to sew. So.
Oh, that makes a big difference. Yes.
Yeah.
And when you say thrift store, where? What?
Oh, like even Goodwill. Goodwill and St. Vincent de Paul. But I also like some of the better, higher-end thrift stores, too. Assassin Vintage is on Cherokee Street is an interesting one. Mm. There's just an awful lot of they're not exactly all thrift. They might be.
Sure.
You know, they're a little bit more upscale, definitely.
Now, how do you decide on the houses that you visit, or do people come to you and say, I'd like you to see my house? Or?
It's a combination. People do write in. Anybody who is interested in having their house, you write into the paper. It's in there every Sunday how to do that. We also have, we recruit people. We call people. We see a house we like. It's just a kind of a combination of things. If somebody's been in the column, I'll say they usually are interested in houses. I'll say, who else do you know who has an interesting house?
Of course. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And there are three people that write that column, possibly four now. So we're all out looking for houses, which when people open their house to you, it's incredibly generous. And it's not always easy for people to do that, so I always appreciate
it. No, it is not always easy. Have you seen the house at 12th and Lamai?
Joy? Mm-hmm. Is that, yes.
Brown
I have
and Joy.
Not been in it. I have not been in it yet, but I've been by it many, many times. I can't wait to see what she's going to do with that house.
It's coming along quite well, and it's only taken 7 years. I'm not kidding. It's just a long restoration project. We had Joy on the air a few months ago talking about it. It's an 1875 house. It's being restored to how it looked in 1875 for the most part. So if you want to get a hold of Pat Eby, how do you get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through the paper. They just said there's a recipe request to request a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You send a request to recipe@post-dispatch.com. And for the houses, there's also every Sunday, I shouldn't say that. You could just send to the editor of the lifestyle section, Amy Bertrand.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes she puts in, you can also contact her through our Facebook page. You can send messages through the Post-Dispatch Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to do it. And then those are good ways to do it.
Isn't good.
And if you're going to ask for a recipe, local is easier. Local restaurants, it's easier to get a recipe. The chains don't want to sell.
Right.
And you don't want to ask somebody for their signature item that might be proprietary.
Sure.
Like a lot of people want marinara sauces, you know, from an Italian restaurant. That's not going to happen, probably.
Probably not. We had a person on a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to give you my secret spaghetti sauce.
I saw that.
And at the end of it, I don't want to give it out. I'm going to goodbye, Pat. Thank you. Thank you, Pat Eby, very much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Johnny Rabbit, at your service at KMOX.
Thank you.
At your service is Johnny Rabbit. Pat Eby is here. We're talking about writing, talking about stories that you can see today in the Post-Dispatch. And what's going to be next? Or do you know, are you working on a couple right now?
Yes, I'm working on some fun things.
Wait, hold on a second. Now, I think you can talk.
I'm working on some fun things. One of them is a chili recipe from a young cook at the Drawing Board, which is on Chippewa. And a chili that's like very, very good, but it's complicated, and I'm learning some things as a cook that I didn't know. So I always like that when a chef challenges me. And then next week I'm doing a home for Kobe. The home is Kobe Arzola and Derek Feathery, a beautiful Second Empire home in Benton Park they've put together. And also the artist next week is a young man named Brock Seals, who actually he wanted to be a fashion designer, and he didn't quite get there yet, but just like me, he started out one way as a painter, and he's really headed toward being in the fashion industry, with his painted shoes, including boots, shoes, and cleats for professional athletes, players, for NFL players. Yes. And he dresses himself in a really interesting way. So I see fashion in his future for
sure. Wow, that is interesting.
He's an interesting guy.
We'll watch for that. What day would that be? Or do you know it's this
Sunday? Sunday in the Post. Next Sunday. Both of those stories. And Wednesdays, the food stories are in on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working on some things for George, too, that I can't talk about yet. But we've got some, always is in St. Louis, there's just phenomenal restaurant people. Very talented, yes. And we're very lucky.
So. We really do have a lot of talented people, a lot of very good restaurants of all types.
We do.
There's almost everything. Of course, prices are a little tough to take sometimes today in some of these places. It's gotten very, very expensive.
Yeah, they have so little control over the price of the supplies. And, you know, we adjust. You know, we can make our dollars go further by spending wisely, and we go out less now, but you know we enjoy it a lot. So we're very lucky that we have so many choices.
Now, you mentioned the drawing board. Is that
the drawing board? The drawing board is it's on Chippewa.
Where?
It is near the intersection where Chippewa and Gravois kind of Y off in South City, and it used to be called Rider's Tavern, and before that it was the Bleeding Deacon.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it has a long history as a dive bar, but now it's still a dive bar, which is great. And I love dive bars, so this is not a diss. The food is great. AJ Wamser is the chef. Matt Wamser and his brother Paul are running the restaurant, and they have a big family, and they bring in trivia and karaoke. They have a big following of locals. There's a pool table. There's John, they run the guy who always does paintings. That's my mind is blanking.
That's all right.
And he used to be on television all the time telling you can paint anything.
Oh,
They run those on the television.
Oh,
so you can.
Nice.
And there's a drawing board. There's a giant chalkboard on the wall with chalk. So you can go and paint and draw nice things on there. Occasionally people sneak in some not so nice things and then they have to go and erase them. But the food is good and the drinks are good and it's an all around good atmosphere.
Where did you grow up, Pat?
I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is very much similar to St. Louis in a lot of ways.
No, anyways.
Yeah, it is. And I came here after college, 1971, so you can get an idea how old I am. And I loved it, and I just love this city, and I've stayed ever since.
So when you came here, where did you live? What area?
I lived across the street from Blueberry Hill. I watched Blueberry Hill go in. I lived in the Donaldson Court Apartments.
Yeah.
A lot of students lived there. That was an area then. Now I understand it's a very nice condo
building. I bet it is today, yeah.
But I watched Joe Edwards and his brother jump out of the convertible and run into Blueberry Hill. And I had no idea what they were doing. And because there was a window where they had mannequins in the window.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's going to be a store. You know, I thought it's going to be like a dress store or something. No, it was fun from the beginning, and I really loved living there.
Well, I guess, you know, there are so many good things about St. Louis that an outsider will see sometimes that they don't pay any attention, but you come here, move to a certain area. Where do you live? What area now?
I live in Princeton Heights, which is in near Kings Highway and Holly Hills.
So it's kind of between Hampton and Kings Highway.
Yeah.
South of Chippewa.
And you've probably heard a lot of noise about a couple of restaurants. The Hatch just got a great review from Cheryl Bear at Riverfront Times, a breakfast and lunch place.
What's it called?
Hatched.
Didn't hear about
Hatched,
that.
Hatched, STL, like hatching an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a breakfast and lunch place run by Joshua Sturma and his dad, Paul, kind of an unusual father-son kind of collaboration there. Delicious food. We have Arbor Cafe, which is a wonderful wonderful restaurant that is just the people really run a nice place, and they just opened for dinner on Thursday nights. It's wonderful food, like Kiddos.
Okay, geographically, we've given a very broad area, but where are they? What street are they on?
Both of those places are on Gravois.
On Gravois.
There are lots of places on Macklin, too. There's we even have a dog cafe in Princeton Heights, which is a very nice dog cafe, which is just a fun little area.
Sure. It is. There's a lot of stuff going on there all the time.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the Have a Cow?
No, I have not. And that's down on
Lafayette.
Yeah, yep. I have not
2740 or something like that. Lafayette is a block and a half west of Jefferson, south side of the street. Go there. It is quite unique, quite large, and quite good.
That sounds good.
A really good breakfast, omelets, wonderful hash brown potatoes, the cubed hash browns. This Tottle House is before your time.
Yeah.
But the Tottle House used to have the same kind of thing. But they also have terrific hamburgers at the place. Plus, look up their website.
Okay.
Have a Cow Cattle Company, and see what they're about. There's a reason that they're here. It's not just, we didn't want to just open a restaurant. Okay, there is much more to the story than that. Something that's very important and very good. Very, very interesting philosophy. I won't bore you with it, but I think you'll enjoy.
I'll take that hint and do that.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Now, and when you talk about George Mahey, if people don't know, St. Louis Magazine, is their food editor?
Yes, and I also do a few pieces for Veronica Theodoro, who's the home editor, and not profiling home so much as highlighting maybe suppliers, interesting suppliers in town that supply home goods. Like recently did a woman who remakes old clothes into new outfits. She's refashions clothes. She's a very interesting woman who just a very nice line of colorful clothes. So you never know what you're going to walk into.
So where do you buy clothes?
I like to do thrift shopping now. When I was younger, I was all about going to the wholesalers on Washington Avenue and buying the designer outfits.
They're not there anymore. You can't do that.
And I used to shop all the factory sales going through all the factories. But lately it's mostly been thrift, and I also like to sew. So.
Oh, that makes a big difference. Yes.
Yeah.
And when you say thrift store, where, what?
Oh, like even Goodwill. Goodwill and St. Vincent de Paul, but I also like some of the better higher end thrift stores too. Assassin Vintage is on Cherokee Street is an interesting one. Hmm. There's just an awful lot of, they're not exactly all thrift. They might be.
Sure.
You know, they're a little bit more upscale, definitely.
Now, how do you decide on the houses that you visit? Or do people come to you and say, I'd like you to see my house? Or?
It's a combination. People do write in. Anybody who is interested in having their house, you write into the paper. It's in there every Sunday how to do that. We also have, we recruit people. We call people. We see a house we like. It's just a kind of a combination of things. If somebody's been in the column, I'll say they usually are interested in houses. I'll say, who else do you know who has an interesting house?
Of course. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And there are three people that write that column, possibly four now. So we're all out looking for houses, which when people open their house to you, it's incredibly generous. And it's not always easy for people to do that, so I always appreciate.
No, it is not always easy. Have you seen the house at 12th and Lamar?
Joy, is that yes?
Brown
I have
and Joy.
Not been in it. I have not been in it yet, but I've been by it many, many times. I can't wait to see what she's going to do with that house.
It's coming along quite well, and it's only taken 7 years. I'm not kidding. It's a long restoration project. We had Joy on the air a few months ago talking about it. It's an 1875 house.
Yes.
I mean, it's being restored to how it looked in 1875 for the most part. So if you want to get a hold of Pat Eby, how do you get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through the paper. They just said there's a recipe request to request a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You send a request to recipe@post-dispatch.com. And for the houses, there's also every Sunday well, no, I shouldn't say that. You could just send to the editor of the lifestyle section, is okay. Annie Bertrand.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes she puts in, you can also contact her through our Facebook page. You can send messages through the Post-Dispatch Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to do it. And then those are good ways to do it.
And, isn't good.
And if you're going to ask for a recipe, local is easier. Local restaurants, it's easier to get a recipe. The chains don't want to sell.
Right.
And you don't want to ask somebody for their signature item that might be proprietary.
Sure.
Like a lot of people want marinara sauces, you know, from an mm-hmm. Italian restaurant. That's not going to happen, probably.
But probably not. We had a person on a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to give you my secret spaghetti sauce.
I saw that.
Yeah, and at the end of it, well, I don't want to give it out. I'm going to goodbye, Pat. Thank you, Pat Eby, very much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Johnny Rabbit, at your service at KMOX.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.